When it comes to things like income and wealth, there's a big gap between the haves and have-nots, and in Dallas, there aren't many miles separating them. The Urban Institute analyzed neighborhood equality across the U.S. and found that the Dallas area's highest and lowest-ranked neighborhoods are just a short drive apart. Rolf Pendel is with the Urban Institute. Rolf Pendel, thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure.
What exactly makes a neighborhood privileged or disadvantaged?
When most people look at that, they think about income and poverty, and that's an important part of it. But there are other aspects of your capacity to get things done, college education, whether you own a house or not, and the value of your house all add up to a level of privilege or disadvantage for your family. And then that concentrates in space in certain neighborhoods so that some neighborhoods have a lot and some have very little.
Overall, how does the Dallas area rank on the inequality scale?
Dallas is third in the nation, which may come as a surprise to many folks there. Both because the top is pretty high and also because the bottom is pretty low.
So the area you studied included several North Texas counties, Dallas, Collin, Cook, Denton, and Ellis. But the two neighborhoods at the high and low end are actually very close to each other.
The lowest ranked in the region is just adjacent to Love Field. And the highest in the region is about 15 minutes drive away.
And you're talking about Preston Hollow, which is a neighborhood between University Park and North Dallas, right?
That's right. And both of them are inside the city limits of Dallas.
What are the biggest differences between those neighborhoods?
Whereas almost all the houses are owner-occupied in Preston Hollow, most of the houses in the other neighborhood are renter-occupied. The number of people who have college degrees in the most affluent neighborhood, that's 89% of the adults, and the least privileged, that's only 2% of the adults. The median housing value is different by a factor of about 8, over $500,000 in Preston Hollow, only $62,000 or so in the area near Love Field, but that practically doesn't matter because only 6% of the houses in the least privileged neighborhood are owner-occupied compared with almost all of the houses in Preston Hollow.
What has to be done in order to bridge these differences?
Bridging the differences can happen in a bunch of different ways. There's first building more inclusion into these neighborhoods themselves, the construction of more rental housing, the accommodation of secondary dwellings on single-family lots in more privileged neighborhoods, and the reduction of the use of exclusionary zoning in those kinds of neighborhoods and other newer neighborhoods.
What exactly is exclusionary zoning?
It's the use of your zoning power to keep your lot sizes large, to reduce the ability of builders to build apartments. Sometimes there are prohibitions on height, the amount of lot coverage that you can have. All of these have their place, but when they cover entire areas, that can rule those areas out for low-income people.
Does Dallas have a shot at making any of this happen when it comes to bridging the differences?
It does, and I think there are at least a couple of reasons to be optimistic. Dallas is still growing, and a lot of that growth is going to be people from really from every country and from all socioeconomic classes. So the fuel for inclusion is being born there right now.
Rolf Pendel, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure. Have a good afternoon.